AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump wants to avoid prosecution for efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The Supreme Court is being asked if Trump is entitled to absolute immunity for official acts. Michael Dreeben is an attorney representing special counsel Jack Smith.
Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution. The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
Justice Elena Kagan offered this hypothetical to Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Let's say this president who ordered the military to stage a coup, he's no longer president. He wasn't impeached. He couldn't be impeached. But he ordered the military to stage a coup, and you're saying that's an official act.
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
I think it would depend on the circumstances whether it was an official act.
The Trump argument has failed in lower courts. The Supreme Court typically issues its last opinions by the end of June, which is roughly 4 months before the 2024 election. Donald Trump is in New York today. Prosecutors in Trump's hush money trial say he again violated a gag order. The judge is already considering whether to hold Trump in contempt and fine him for what prosecutors say were 10 different violations of the order that bars him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and others connected to the case. The government is reporting a big slowdown in the economy in the last quarter. PNC financial economist Gus Fauché says the economy is still strong.
1.6% is close to the economy's long-run potential. It means that the economy is expanding at a solid pace, but not at that very rapid pace we saw in the second half of 2023.
Stocks are deep in negative territory. The first cargo ship made its way through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore. It will handle ships that have been stuck since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore 4 weeks ago. This is AP News. Tensions are rising in Europe.
It's an alarming warning from French President Emmanuel Macron. Europe is between war and peace, and it could die if it fails to build its own strong defense or fails to make trade and economic reforms. Macron says Russia's war against Ukraine is an existential threat, and if Europe were confronted by a power like Russia, he said, it would not be well-armed enough to defend itself. He slammed the U.S. and China, saying the two world powers have decided not to respect the rules of global trade, and he called for safeguarding democratic values in the face of what he said is the authoritarian model that is becoming more popular, he said, across the continent. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say a 17-year-old has been arrested on a murder warrant after shooting and killing a classmate on the campus of an Arlington, Texas high school. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.